Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Twilight Productions and Twilight Entertainment presents Love Talk, your source for inspiration and information. And as always, we're broadcasting live from the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., where all the lies, liars, and secrets are held. And what we do each and every week, we tell you what the lies are, expose liars, and reveal the secrets so that we can have better relationships in our community. And as always, we are sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rob Massage and Wellness. It is Father's Day coming up, so treat that special dude in your life, a special father in your life, that one that was there for you with a massage, sports massage and wellness package. So if you're in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, you can contact me through Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/TQMind, tweet me at rsteve44, or if you're in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, you can call 240-778-5219. Once again, Tranquil Mind by Rob Massage and Wellness. And we are back on the air. Technical difficulties aside, we are here. We're going strong. The Love Talk isn't going anywhere. So it is summertime. The weather is hot. People are getting ready for the summertime. And this is about summer love. We're talking about fitness. We're talking about fashion. And we're talking about the things that will prepare you for the summertime and making sure that you get it right for the special person in your life. And as always, right now we have Miss Choices joining us today. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Glad to be back.
All right. Yeah, we are back. We are back on the air. Also, we have a special correspondent for Fashion and Style. We have model coming out of Texas, Miss Shade Chambers. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. So we got the full squad on today. So just looking forward to the summertime. Summertime is coming up. And right now people are spending the time to get fit and get ready for the summertime. And, you know, now a lot of people are going working out, running, jogging. And this from recent surveys, says 68% of women don't like working out with their man because they feel like they get insecure or, you know, they feel like the man are working them too hard. So, you know, I'm glad I got both of y'all on. Miss Choice, I'm going to start off with you. Do you work out with your man, and do you feel comfortable working out with your man?
I do work out with my husband. Do I feel comfortable? We're kind of like, if I go to the left, I go to the right. We just in the same area. So we'll go, but we usually like branch off. Like, he'll go, you know, to the weight, and I'm going to the treadmill, and we get passing.
I think that's a big thing. I think, you know, a lot of times when, you know, when working out, you know, everybody has different goals. You know, like with me, I'm trying to, you know, bulk up and build the upper body and all that type of stuff. But my wife, she wants to try to tone the abs and try to do more cardio and things like that. So it makes it, you know, it makes it hard to try to balance out when you're working out together because you're feeling like you're not able to, you know, to be on that same pace. What about you, Shay? Do you work out with your men and, you know, do you feel like there's a intimidation or uncomfortability when you're working out with them?
Work out. Hell no. I ain't trying to die. He worked too hard for me. And I value my life. And, you know, I do my little 2 mile run, do my little squat, and I'm done from that. But you ain't about to work me to death. I ain't got time for that shit.
You know, hey, that's sometimes the biggest thing, you know, so you're trying to, you know, you're trying to build. So a lot of times, you know, we just try to get you to do a little extra weight to try to, you know, build that, to tone up a little bit, to try to, you know, get the arms going. Because a lot of times, women like to focus on just the cardio.
I ain't got time for all that extra shit y'all be trying to do, and the little heavy breathing and shit. I ain't trying to die in nobody gym, you know. It's on Kini season. All I need to do is a couple squats, you know, get this booty right so I can be on somebody's beach in a thong, you know. And trying to do all the extra stuff they be trying to do in the gym, in there hollering and making all them extra noises, lifting them weights. Nah, you good. You got it. I'm going to go on this treadmill, though.
I'll tell you, well, I'm glad you mentioned bikini season. That's too much what I want to talk about next. But now a lot of times like that, people getting into that time, they see the it's time to get in the swimsuit or bikini season. And, you know, since you're a model, that's a good question to ask you. Now, do you see that, you know, they're making a lot of these different changes when it comes down to how they're photographing models? You know, before it was like the skinny, waist-thin models that they're looking for to put on the pictures for the summertime, and a lot of these women are trying to live up to that standard. So now, like during the photo shoots that you've been going through, have you seen a difference in the type of models that they're picking for the swimsuits and, you know, for this time of year?
Honestly, it all depends on, like, it all depends on who the photographer is and what type of models they're comfortable with shooting. Because if it's like a photographer and they only like shooting smaller models, they don't really cast for, like, I guess the thicker models, then they just won't. It usually depends on, like, what their preference is. It doesn't really matter, like, what the season is, because it could be the wintertime and that person still will not shoot a plus-size model, or they won't shoot a model that's a little bit thicker than, you know, what you see, I guess, in the magazines and what you see on TV. They just it just depends on the photographer's preference and what they're comfortable with seeing in their portfolio. But you do have some photographers that they cater to the everyday woman. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your size is. Girl, if you want to go to this pool, you want to, you know, get these shots in at this pool, we're going to get them in. And they don't really care if, you know, if you're a supermodel, if you're stick thin. It just matters what you're comfortable with shooting in. And if that's what you're comfortable with doing, then they're willing to do that for you. It just all depends on what their customer base is.
Okay. All right. And Ms. Swift, do you feel that these images of, you know, how these women are looking in the magazines, do you think that puts a lot of pressure on women? You know, like I said, okay, I gotta look like this for my man, or I gotta try to keep it right for my man. If I don't do this, then, you know, then there might be some problems.
I think it depends on the person. Like, if you're one of those people who are insecure and you think that that's what he's looking for, that's what he wants, then you may be one of those who fall victim to the model standpoint. However, if you're if you're securing yourself and how you carry yourself and how you look, long as you're comfortable with you, you can be able to see, you know, a smaller person, let's say the size 3, size 4, say, oh, she looks nice. Okay, but then you can also see the size 12 and up and be like, oh, okay, she looks nice as well. So it just depends on where you are within yourself, I feel, that what magazine you may be looking at that time. And I wouldn't say patting yourself as someone that you see in the magazine. Yeah, they may look nice, but that may not be the look for you, because everybody can't have those type looks.
That's the truth right there. This is Love Talk, Law Talk Radio, Twilight Productions, Twilight Entertainment. And we're talking about summertime love right now. We're talking about fitness. We're talking about the image. Right now, we're getting the bikini season, swimsuit season. You know, like I said, the whole, you know, being comfortable, that's like a big thing right now. So I was listening to the radio the other day, and they're talking about how Maria Sharapova made $21 million last year just off of fashion endorsement. And, you know, Maria Sharapova, she's number 4 ranked tennis player in the world. You got the best player of all time, Serena. She made only $11 million $11 million off of her fashion endorsement, because they say the magazines, you know, will portray Sharapova because she's tall, skinny, and blonde, and Serena doesn't have that look that the, you know, that Madison Avenue and the model industry is looking for. And I say a lot of women right there, right now, have that look. They look closer to Serena than they do to Sharapova. That's what gets me when you see the persona that they're portraying right now. So Shay, when it comes down to the, you know, the images and, you know, like I said, in the bikinis and the swimsuits, you know, do you feel that there is like kind of that, there's like a certain standard that everybody's looking for when it comes down to being a swimsuit, like being a swimsuit model or being a photo model for, you know, bathing suits?
Honestly, I from what I've experienced, I think what people are used to seeing is, you know, the tall blonde, you know, the skinny, I guess, quote unquote perfect model. Like they're used to, that's what they're used to seeing. So that's what they're going to gravitate toward. So it's not, I won't necessarily say that it's pressure, but it is a little bit frustrating because, you know, you have to work a little bit harder than, you know, the tall, skinny, blonde hair, blue eyed girl. But it's not, to me, it doesn't stop me from wanting, you know, to do what I do just because of a little bit of frustration or just because that's something that people are used to. So I think that's what this industry is all about. Is learning that, you know, you're going to get a little bit frustrated by what people are used to seeing, and you're going to have to get people used to seeing you. So I guess it's a little bit different to have to deal with this industry that we're in, the type of industry that we're in terms of being a model, and in terms of being a black model. It's very different, and it's harder than people think it is. They think that, oh, you're pretty, you're tall, you know, you must be a great model. Everybody must want to shoot you, but no, you have to work hard for that. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into it that people don't really see. And it's all about convincing people that you're worth putting their camera on, honestly. And it's all about changing their mind in terms of what they're used to seeing, in terms of what they feel like is beautiful. You have to change people's minds in a lot of ways.
So, yeah, that's something right there. When you think about it, that worth and effort that does go in, especially being a model of color. So that's definitely a big thing there. Once again, we got Miss Choices on the line. We got Shea Chambers on the line. We're talking about summertime love. We're talking about fashion. We're talking about fitness. And we're talking about style. So I got two women on the line right now. I'm going to go back to Miss Choices. What is the big turn on for you when you see a man during the summertime? And what's the biggest turn off that you see as far as fashion-wise for a man during the summertime?
Okay. My biggest turn on, I would probably say, if it's a summer where I like the, you know, the wife beaters, you know, now with the appropriate amount of your guns out, I don't need to do with the flabby arms. I like a big man, don't get me wrong. However, I don't want a flabby dude who just looks sloppy. You know, that's like the worst. And then my biggest thing is whether winter, spring, summer, fall, I don't need to see your pants halfway you're behind. You know, I don't want to see what kind of underwear you got on this week. That's not my answer. That's an automatic turn off. But if you are a guy who comes out, you know, you got your wife beat on or your nice T-shirt on, you're good. But I don't like the guys who come out in this medium shirt and your neck look all tight and your arms look like they're going to bust at any moment. You know, I don't need all that. Some people be like, oh, I love him when he ripped. I love him when he cut. I kind of like the in-between guy. Don't get me wrong. I can appreciate a good ripped man. Don't get me wrong. However, I'm going to be a little bit more realistic with my, you know what I'm saying, with my options. 9 times out of 10, if I'm walking around and I'm seeing guys and I'm counting them out 1, 2, by the time I get to number 3, I'm looking at the in-between dude because I'm pretty sure I found 1 or 2 guys out there all day who was a ripped cut type. Unless I'm in somebody's gym, and sometimes you got to teeter-totter on that. But I'm straight at that. So you gotta look past the cut, because he may be cut, but he might not be straight.
Yeah, good point, yeah. If the dude's a little too ripped in, yeah, they're a little too into themselves or into somebody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you in there for, we both in there for the same purpose. Not a good
one. Exactly. What about you, Shay? What's your biggest turn on and biggest turn off, my man?
Honestly, any season. Like my biggest like turn off is somebody who just looks like everybody else. Like that. Sorry, but like if it's like I just look at you and I'm like, okay, you don't. Like, there's nothing different about you. That shit is such a turn off for me. I'm like, That just, it does nothing for me. My biggest, like, biggest turn on is a brown skin man. Like, I don't, Jesus help me, Lord. Like, I just, something about a brown skin man, like, I don't care. Like, to be honest, sometimes I just don't be caring what they have on. Like, I just can't look past, like, the neck and the shoulders. Like, I just, why is he so beautiful? Like, why? Just tell me why, Lord.
Those high yellow pretty dudes
don't
do it for you.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I guess it just depends on, like, what that person's style is. Certain things, like, that I might like might not look good on somebody. So I guess I like more of not what they have on but how they wear it. I like confidence. That's something that I guess, I don't know, that's something that really draws me towards anybody. Like, if you have confidence in, you know, who you are, what you have on, it doesn't really matter what else, what somebody else has on around you. Confidence is, like, my biggest, like, turn on. I can fuck with somebody heavy if you have confidence, because I don't have time to be around people, around somebody that's second-guessing they stuff. Like, I can't do it. I just can't.
So there you go, dudes. If you're walking down the beach looking like Rick Ross and you got some confidence, there you go.
Yeah.
Let it all hang and flow.
Right. Look, you better let your little boobies hang out. I don't care. Come on, little brown skin, with your boobies out. Come on.
I tell you, that's it. That's real talk right there. Here we go. I'm going to give some public service announcements for women. I love when women wear the wife beaters, you know, wear the jerseys out in the summertime. Please, public service announcement. If you're wearing a white beater or a jersey, use clear deodorant, please. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to see no clumpy old white balls underneath your arms when you're trying to flex with a white beater. No, baby, no.
Oh,
hey, man, look, hold on. Cut us some slack, because sometimes it go on clear and it be hotter outside than you expect it. Man, listen, come on, man, it's a struggle out here. Don't come for us.
You better keep it clear. That's it.
Right, man, shit, it go on clear sometimes, and then, like, it starts getting hot, and you be looking like, oh, shit, you just done caught me
clear. I give you that. Rule number two, if you know you cannot fit in those booty shorts, please do not wear them. You know, it looks like you putting fabric around a Smithfield ham. You know, it's time for you to change your outfit, ladies. Come on now.
Does it count even laundry day?
All right, you know, if you're going to the mailbox or something, let it pass. But, you know, if you're going out on the beach,
see, my girl, you gotta go. I can't breathe, but shit.
You know, we gotta make sure we get it right, ladies. Come on, gotta make sure it's on point this summer. So yeah, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toy Production, Toy Entertainment. We're talking about summer love, you know, fitness, fashion, and style. Now, this is a scenario that came on my Twitter, and it's talking about what would you do type of thing. All right, you're walking with your man on the beach, and you see this female coming. She's got a two-piece on. You know that your man wants to look. You know your man wants to do a little head turn. All right, so, you know, he tried to do a little sneak on the side. I'm going to start with Miss Torch. What would you do if you see your man kind of get that little, you know, little turn and little look down?
I'm like, you like a booty or something? Like, I mean, I'm not that tight because he's not blind. You know, and I probably would feel some type of way that you would not necessarily be blatant about it or be disrespectful. But if you want to sneak a peek, have at it. You know, you're going to do it when I'm not around. So at least be, you know, keep your culture when I am around. You're going to look, you are a man. But what would get me is if he didn't do the sneak peek, he did the whole full head turn, pause, look, drop, you know what I'm saying, made the grunt noise. Now you're going too far. Like, I'm trying to figure out if you're trying to get her tonsils from the back of her throat or something. Like, I'm be confused at that point. But if you do the quick look, you know what I'm saying, all right, keep it moving.
I mean, and that's, I guess, that's it for me. I'm not going to blank on him every time he looks at a female, because what some people don't realize is I'd rather for you to be looking at her than sneaking at him. So I'll take her anyway.
What about you, Shay? Right, don't want to get into it. Yeah, that's true. What about you, Shay? What is your reaction? When, you know, you get the little, you know, get that sort of turn, and, you know, you might not do the full turn, but you see the eyes kind of move and drop a little bit.
Honestly, me and my boyfriend, we have fun. So I'm not the type of female who walks around and expects my boyfriend not to look at anybody, because there's some fine-ass girls out here. Like, sometimes I be having to catch my damn self. Like, sometimes I'll point him out, like, babe, look. Like, I get to tapping that arm, like, hey, look, she got that ass. Like, we looking together. Fuck that. Like, I'm not about to walk around, like, and expect my boyfriend to, like, keep his eyes on the sidewalk. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, she got that ass. Somebody needs to know. Like, am I the only one not, like, seeing this right now? Like, we looking together. Like, we going to have fun out here. I don't got time for nobody to be scared to look at no female, because females are everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fine-ass women every damn where. Like, I said, sometimes I just be having to know that, be having to make sure that I'm not the only one that's seeing this. So I have to double-check with him. Like, did you see that ass? Like, was it just me? And he'll see it. And he'll, like, kind of try to tap me, like, babe, look. And I'm like, I already seen it when we walked in the door. Like, you ain't even got to say shit. So it's, like, for me, for us, it's all about having fun. Like, I'm not a stick in the mud. Like, I'm not out here, like, oh, you're not looking at nobody. I got a problem with that. Now, when it gets, I can't even say that when it gets to the point where he like, God damn, because sometimes that ass will throw you off. Like, God damn. So you just gotta say it. Like, sometimes you just gotta let it out. Like, you can't just keep that type of shit in. Like, if the ass is on, then it's on. Like, I sometimes don't get mad at him, you know, acknowledging that ass, because I appreciate a good ass and a good set of duties on a woman. So I can't really get too mad. Like, I don't get upset about stuff like that. Like, he's never
and that's just your
confidence. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's just confidence in your relationship as well.
Yeah, he's never disrespected me. We have fun. Like, I don't feel like that's disrespectful. It's not disrespectful to me, because I have fun and because I know that I'm looking. So if I'm looking, how the hell am I going to get mad that he's looking?
That's true. Exactly. So now, scenario number two is something that I got a text on now. It's still you walking, you know, with your man on that same boardwalk, and then these dudes pass by you, and you do the full head turn. Damn, you see that type of thing. Now, how would you want your man to respond in that situation? Because I've gotten a little bit of feedback both ways on this here, where, you know, where the female getting upset that the man didn't kind of step up and kind of confront them on that, or, you know, or they're saying that when the man did confront them, you just thinking, man, why don't you just leave it alone? Let's keep walking. So Mr. Turk, I'm going to start off with you. Do you think your man should respond if dudes walk by you and, you know, and they all stopping and gawking and staring?
Well, one thing I tell my husband, has one of them deaf stares. When he's happy, sad, upset, doesn't matter, he got the same look. So if somebody had walked by and we've been in these situations, his look, he got one of them looks that are killed. So, and I'd be laughing, because I'm always seen to be the slow one in the bunch, and I miss it. But he's sitting back there with a grit face, and I'd be like, what is it? He's like, you didn't see them? I'd be like, okay. But he'll say something to me. Only time he'll really, like, if we're in the club or something, we did have an incident where this dude called himself, want to hit me on my butt. Wrong move. You touched the product. He, you know, he flipped out, which is understandable. But for somebody just to look at me, he'll come say something to me in my ear. He'll be like, mm-hmm, I seen him watching you switching mighty hard back there. I just be walking, you know. So, my bad. But, no, I don't think he should get all worked up, because you can cause a situation that don't even have to be caused. Like, Nah, just be yourself and relax.
That's true, that's true. What about you, Shay?
I'm like on the same page with her. Like, honestly, it's like, and it happens a lot. I don't know why, but it happens a lot in Houston. Like, the men in Houston are so bold. Like, they're so disrespectful. And it's like we've had to kind of get used to it, I guess. And it's like they'll do the, oh, God damn, like the little shit under their breath. You know what I'm saying? Like, my boyfriend is sitting right here. Like, you do know he can hear you. But it's like certain shit you got to be smart about. If it's five of them and it's two of us, look, I ain't trying to get my hair ripped out, okay? Look, I just washed my hair. I just, I had this hairstyle one time, and it kind of ripped my edges out a little bit. And my edges is just starting to grow back. And I ain't trying to get them hoes ripped out. So we ain't going to fight in this mall. But we are going to acknowledge that I did see them, and they were disrespectful. But we're going to keep walking, though, because they look kind of big, and it's five of them and two of us. And I ain't trying to take my shoes off in this mall and fight nobody. So like, sometimes you just got to learn how to let shit go. Like, men are disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't care if your boyfriend is right with you. They don't care if your man is right with you. And sometimes, you know, I'm small, but that ass be poking, you know? So somebody going to look. I know. We know. So it's no reason to sit and fight about it. You know, it's all right. They going to look. But I ain't going nowhere, so...
You know what? Yeah, it's not like a, you know, compliment. That's why one shoes with me. So that, you know, that makes
right,
me feel
look.
Good when it happens. Because, you know, I know, you know, it makes you sometimes a little self-conscious when, you see all these dudes kind of stopping and staring. I mean, I said, one real talk, we were on the beach one time, and my wife, she's going to buy some lemonade or something like that. And this old dude, he had to be like 75 years old, just like all stopping and staring. I mean, his wife standing right next to him. He almost dropped his lemonade. I'm like, what the hell? You know, but you got to let things fall like that. Hey, it's not, you know, hey. It's like, you know,
maybe his wife was like me. Maybe she saw that ass, too. She had to take a peek, too.
she was about to swing on him. What the hell you doing? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just funny like that. Who knows? Exactly. Not the first time, not going to be the last. You know, and that's the thing. You know, a lot of women especially feel that, you know, self-conscious when they're on the beach, when they're, you know, when they're walking, and you know a whole lot of dudes are out there just scoping the whole time. So how do you react to that? You know, do you have that sense of, you know, a little bit of self-consciousness when you're out there on the beach?
Nah, I just be me. I'm not going to be self-conscious. I'm out on the beach. Somebody's going to look. That part I understand. But my biggest thing is you can look all day long, knock yourself out. Just don't touch me, and we good to go.
Yeah.
Same way. So, yeah, just, you know, just kind of, hey, it's going to happen. But, you know, just kind of keep it under control. Keep it, you know, just make sure that you're being somewhat respectful, you know, because you're already, you know, you're already being disrespectful in the first place, but at least, you know, don't touch and everything's cool. All right,
yeah.
I hear what you're saying here. You know, and that's definitely a big thing. You know, you want to make sure that everybody, you know, Lord, you know, the man appreciates you, and he knows that too. He did with every look, I'm telling you, he's gaining more and more confidence. Like, yeah, that's right, she's with me. Get y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
just going to build like
yeah.
that. So we got a few yes. seconds left here. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Total Productions, Total Entertainment. So I'm going to give it to Ms. Shay Chambers first. How can people get in contact with you?
I can be reached through Facebook. My Facebook is Ms. Shay Chambers, so it's N-I-C-H-A-E, and my last name is Chambers. I can also be reached through Instagram, at Shay's World, so it's CHAES.WORLD.
All right. And you have any special events or so going on in the upcoming week or so?
I don't have anything pending right now. I'm looking at a trip to Atlanta pretty soon, but other than that, I don't have anything special going on.
All right. And Ms. Choices, how can people get in contact with you?
They can reach me at Choices Brown on Facebook, and that's Choices with a Z. Or you can reach me on Twitter at Miss Choices One.
All right, all right. And once again, I want to thank each and every person that's listening. I mean, even through the technical difficulties the past couple of weeks, y'all still been tuning in and trying to listen to the 5-10 minutes of show that I was actually able to get on. So definitely appreciate that. We're going to be broadcasting live next week from North Carolina. We're going to be down there in Greensboro. Big shout out to the Greensboro Coliseum and the Sheraton in Greensboro that's going to be supporting us. Going to be down there for the National Gymnastics Championships. So big shout out to my daughter, Ms. Tahira, who's competing in the National Championships in gymnastics. So still really happy about that. So we're going to be down in Greensboro, North Carolina. So once again, Vlog Talk Radio, Toy Land Productions, Toy Entertainment, and this is Love Talk. I want to thank Shea Chambers for being on the show. Of course, Ms. Choices as always. And this is Mr. Rod Stevie. Until next time, we'll talk.